Blog Talk Radio.
I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from. I definitely want to invite you over to join us here live in the forum in The Remix tonight. If you don't know how to get here, let me go ahead and give you some galactic directions so you can find yourself on over to The Remix. It's a couple of ways that you can actually listen in. Well, maybe more than a couple, a few ways you can actually listen in. One of the things that you can do is... One of the things that you can do is you can dial 646-652-2711. That's going to be the number to call. That's going to get you right on into The Remix. That's one of the ways that you can get yourself on over and get in. The other way is you can actually come on over and join us in chat. 646-652-2711 is the number to call, or you can come over www.blogtalkradio.com/all one word, The Remix is how you're going to get in. So welcome, 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 everyone. It is Sunday night. It is July 21st, 2013. And, of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. Yeah. Yep. I'm trying to work on some things over here on this end so you guys can hear me loud and clear. So I know that that's just going to be just a moment just to kind of get that situated. I'm still trying to upload some things here. And gosh, it didn't know if it's working here for us. But we're going to see if we can kind of clear that up a little bit and see if you guys can start to hear me. Hopefully that's going to make the sound a little bit better. But thank you guys for your patience as we just kind of go through these things and try these things out. So how's everybody doing tonight? Everybody doing good? Ah, I see the Remix family filling themselves up in the chat room as well as on the phone line. So good to have you guys here. It's Sunday night. Gosh, it feels like a Friday night. It feels like the weekend has been a whole week. I don't know about you guys, but it feels like the weekend has been a whole week, has gone by so much. So much has gone by. Tonight we're going to be talking about crystal medium, so we'll talk about one of my favorite subjects, crystals, and have some fun with crystals and see what you guys have been up to. Also, I want to know I want you guys to know that there is so much work going on, like all over. Like, so much work going on out there in the cosmos and just everywhere, and just everybody doing their work. I'm going to give you that rundown in just a moment. Still kind of moving things around over here. And trying to see how things are coming along here. I think it's kind of cleared itself up. It sounds like you guys can hear me nice and loud and clear. So welcome everyone to Remix. See you guys coming on in, getting yourself situated. Some first timers in the chat room, which is always great to have you guys out there. Let's start by listening to some Baby Blue. So it looks like we're going to have to try another medium. So, all right, you guys.
La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys, I'm back. And let's see if this gets any better here. We got a lot of things that we're going to be covering here tonight. I want to say welcome. You guys said a little better. Oh, no. Just a little better. Well, we're going to play some music, and we're definitely going to be getting back into the remix and just kind of connecting ourselves here. Welcome, everyone, to the forum tonight. Just so good to have you guys in the house tonight. By the way, if you didn't get a chance to hear the show on Friday night, we had the brother stop by, Amani Valentino, who stopped by the remix. And, of course, he talked to us about This Is Why He Won't Marry Your Ass. Real interesting show. Lots of fun and lots of things that were going on in the show. So we had a blast with that show there. Lots of conversation about those subjects that sometimes we don't get a chance to talk about that much. So, we're kind of in a relaxed mood tonight, you guys. I'm just kind of chilling, and I know you guys are kind of chilling too. It's Sunday night. I have a beautiful song that I really want to play, but for some reason it will not upload for us here. So I'm trying to see how I can get that here so you guys can hear it. But it's definitely just a night to relax, just for us to have fun. We're going to be talking about crystals, talking about what's going on, what's coming up for the week, and just all of these amazing, beautiful things that's going on everywhere. I want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners who are out there listening, because it's always so good to have our international listeners in the house that are listening from all over the world. I know you guys are out there. I'm going to give you a shout out a little later in the show. I just want to say welcome to everyone. I'm so glad to see some of our first-timers in the chat room. If you guys are a guest and you're listening for the very first time, let me be the first to welcome you to listen to us here in Remix. Welcome to the Remix. So good to have you. If you're a guest and you're in the chat form, click the link at the very bottom. Sign up. Tell us who you are. And come on in and you can chat. The Remix family is going to make you feel right at home. Right at home. The Remix family is going to make you feel right at home. So we're going to listen to a little bit of music, and we're going to come back. We're going to get into the share and just do what we do here live in the Remix. Peace and love.
I can run like a race for hours and hours, and don't can fly to the highest mountain top. I can breathe you, I can drink in your love. I can live on your smile. I can trip and I can fall into your arms. I can stay there.
Guys, peace and greetings, and welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in the forum tonight. We're going to be talking about crystal medium. Crystals are one of my most favorite things that I enjoy connecting myself with and talking about. And we're going to be talking about crystals in a whole new light here tonight, and having so much fun doing that as well, too. I want to say welcome to everyone who's joining us here live in the chat form, and also you guys who are listening from all over the world. I know the UK is in the house, Japan is in the house, just to name a few. Australia is in the house, and so good to have you here. You know, just so good to have you guys here. And also, just to let you guys know that tonight I will be opening up the phone lines a little later, but remind you that you can download this show and all of the remix shows by just simply going to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix. And it's also available on iTunes for those of you who have any iTunes device or any of those things that support iTunes. You can download all the remix shows there. You can listen to them right here. Download them to your computer or any MP3 device and listen to your heart is content. And so also I want to remind you guys, tonight is Sunday night, and you know what happens on Sunday night. The order goes in for the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck. Yes, the Kim Deck. The Kim Deck order goes in. If you want to find out more about that, all you have to do is look in the show notes here from the show or go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, all one word, and you can check it out. You can see what brothers and sisters from all around the world have to say about the Kim Deck and how they've been able to really activate their psychic muscles. Because, again, you guys know the work that I do, you do, and others do, all of us can do it. And so this is one of those tools, divine tools that was channeled, that you can actually get in and tap into that energy. And you're using your own energy just to kind of wake up those energies within yourself. All right, so next, also want to just say thank you to everyone who's downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook. Ah, talk about magic, just tons of magic there. You guys just keep constantly using all of these tools and all of these things to begin to work with yourself. And so I can't wait to get to this, and you guys will know what it is when I do it. You guys know what that is, right? You know what that is when I do that, right? You guys know what that is. That's right. Well, I want to let you guys know that is about self-invested, becoming self-invested. Classes are going to be starting soon. Summer session is in, and so classes are starting soon. If you have not become self-invested, and many of you have, so I just want to ring that bell. We're not going to keep ringing it for everyone who become self-invested to get in. Those of you who have, you know, this ain't no joke. This is real for real. The instructors are ready. The master teachers are ready. They are all ready, and they're hyped, and they're geared to go. And so the classes are going to be coming up, and they're going to be starting soon. And so here's what I want you guys to do is I definitely want you, if you want to find out about becoming self-invested, send an email over to question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and put in the tagline, self-invested, you know? So if you want to become self-invested, that is definitely the way that you can. We are guaranteeing transformation, definitely guaranteeing transformation. So you definitely want to do that. You definitely want to get over, and you definitely want to begin to get yourself in that place so you can become self-invested. And so many of you are doing it in record numbers. So it's going to be exciting. Like I said, classes are starting soon. And so definitely, if you want to become self-invested, find out information for yourself or your family members. Now, I don't have to tell y'all what a family is, right? A mama, a daddy, the children that live in your house, that's your family. Because, you know, on some levels, we're all family. So this is already something that you're going to be getting, I don't even know, 12 times, 20 times what you invest. We're going to practice good energy here, and we're definitely going to be doing this in a very divine way. And so those are the intentions that have been set forth, and we will definitely stay in that. And so I really, really, really would definitely encourage you to take advantage of this, you know, take advantage on the year before this month is out to become self-invested. You definitely want to do that before this month is out, is to definitely take advantage of that, because we're going to be starting and we're going to be moving ourselves along. So welcome to the remix, everyone. So good to have you guys here in the house with us. Self-invested, all of you guys out there who are self-invested. Just want to send some extra love out to you. Like I said, I have been speaking, I think, all weekend with all of the instructors and all of the master teachers, and they're excited. They are so excited and ready to get started. Summer session is in, and so this is a great time to become self-invested. So you definitely want to do that. All right, tonight we're going to be talking about crystal mediums. And really, really getting into this share, I'm actually going to be giving you some crystals that you can work with and work with at different times of the year and really kind of let you know about these crystals. One of the things that I'll tell you is that when it comes to working with crystals, and I know many of you guys out there, we've done tons of crystal shows here, and these are some of the favorite shows that you guys have emailed me and told me that you love talking about crystals and talking about how crystals connect. Well, one of the things that I truly, truly love about crystals so much is just their energy, their essence, because it really reminds me a lot of myself when it comes to the crystals. And I know you guys have your favorite crystals out there that remind you of you, you know, of the crystals. I don't think this world has even begun to tap into what crystals can do. We have not even begun to tap the iceberg of what crystals can do. You know, there was a time that I really, really thought that, you know, once we were able to extract some of this knowledge and some of this information out of crystals, that we simply would not need to really connect ourselves as much with crystals. But as I got further and further into the work and into my own studies, I see that there is so much that is not known about crystals. So I want us to think about crystals. We're going to talk about them as far as healing. And I think that's a wonderful thing for us to begin to talk about crystals as healing. And we will talk about that. But we, you know, as we continue to grow, one of the things I want to say to you guys as a family, we're going to be incorporating different schools of thought to expand our consciousness. So I'm going to be bringing on speakers to really expand your consciousness. And I know you guys know that because I've already done it. I've already done it. So it's going to be from so many different schools of thought. Some of these schools of thought, some of these things you guys are going to be able to relate to, and some you're not. I really just ask that you keep a clear mind and a pure heart on this journey. And don't, for lack of a better word, don't jump out the car. Because I know that I have one of the most spiritual and one of the most intelligent and one of the most magical listeners, part of the Remix family from around the world. I know that this is one of the most powerful soul groups on the planet. So I know that you guys can make your own decisions. We've done enough work that you guys will know this. Plus, I love you. I truly love you. And I know you guys know that. I do. And I know that you guys be able to really use all of what you have to be able to see where this goes for you. But I want you guys to stay on this journey with me as we begin to expand our consciousness, because we're going to do it. And, you know, I don't do anything kind of small scale. So it's going to kind of be big scale. and, you know, I can't hold your hand the whole way. I can't hold your hand the whole way, and I know you don't want me to. You'll be able to use your own intuitive higher self to be able to see and decipher what it is for you. You know, it's kind of like me with baby blue, you know, and both of my children, but definitely with baby blue, and being able to have her and to nurture her, and, you know, and share things with her and teach things with her. At some point, I have to trust what I taught her. Don't you guys agree? I have to trust what I taught her. I can't be afraid when she goes off to college because that means that I haven't taught her anything. So that's the same sort of principle. That's the same point of view that I'm coming from when it comes to you guys. So I'm going to bring people on here. And some of these people I will not agree with 100%. Some of them I will agree with. Like Baby Blue, how else is she going to learn if she's not able to get out there and for me to trust what she's learned and what I've taught her? So the same thing. Same thing. Absolutely the same thing. I just ask that you guys don't jump out the car. Just don't jump out the car, all right? Because we're really going to be expanding our consciousness. We're going way, way out there. Way out there. And again, like I said, you guys are the most magical, intuitive, magic makers on the planet. And so, hell, we don't even have to say the planet. We're going to say in the cosmos, because some of you be all over the place, and I see you all over the place in different worlds, different realities, and everywhere. This life, past lives, future lives, all over, you know? So we're moving fast, very, very fast, and I know you guys know that. So what are mediums? Let's talk about that, because tonight we're going to be talking about crystal mediums. What are mediums? You know, I know some people, you guys would consider yourselves mediums. What are mediums? And particularly when we start to talk about crystals and we talk about crystal mediums, what are mediums? How do we use mediums? Where do they come from? The deck, you know, the Kim deck is a medium. The Kim deck is a medium. That's a medium. Crystals are mediums, you know. That's a medium. So we use many different mediums. Crystals are one of the mediums. Yes, Cosmic Lady said, yes, ways of communication. Kalimar said, all magical tools are mediums. Yes, they're all mediums. These are different mediums. These are ways that we connect ourselves. We're going to kind of jump into this, and we're going to kind of be doing some things with crystals and talking about different crystals. Some of this stuff is going to be a reminder of you. Some of this stuff is going to be the first time you might have heard it. So we're going to have fun with it, and then we're going to open up call lines. But mediums are different vehicles. They're different ways of communicating. They're different ways of transporting. They're different ways of moving from one place or the other. When we start to talk about crystals, and we start to talk about the components that make up crystals, when we start to talk about all of those elements that go into making up crystals, those are the same things, those components that go into making the planet Earth, many other planets, and they're also some of the same things that go into you. We actually have crystals inside of us. So some of the same composites that are in crystals are in us. So we have mediums that link us together. There are different parts of us that really attune to different frequencies and energies when it comes to crystals. The number one crystal that absolutely everybody should have, every single person on the planet who, whether you know anything about crystals or you're a crystal master, you should have, is a clear quartz crystal. A clear quartz crystal is going to be very, very significant. Because every single planet has quartz in it. I don't care what planet it is, it has quartz in it. So the clear quartz crystal is throughout the universe. So when you're talking about a crystal that will connect you throughout the universe, it's going to be a clear quartz crystal. That's going to be one of the main crystals, a clear quartz crystal. Also, one of the things about clear quartz crystal, you notice you can put clear quartz in water. You can do a lot of different things with the clear quartz crystal. when you start, because it is that one particular crystal that I have found that you're able to communicate all throughout the universe and all different planets and be able to connect the energy in that way, working with a clear quartz crystal. It can also intensify the energy of other crystals. So like when you're working with other crystals and you want to kind of intensify that energy, you can connect with the clear quartz crystal. A lot of times people ask me about different books that are good crystal books. Judy Hall Crystal Bible is really, really a good place to start because it really tells you a lot of different things for crystals. But I'm going to tell you one of the best things that I have, and that is I keep a crystal journal for myself, because when you begin to start working with crystals, you're going to find that there are going to be certain things that's only going to be unique to your authentic blueprint that's going to help you. So I want you to begin to think about this as we're talking about the quartz crystal and we're talking about mediums, is that there is a external crystal. The external crystal is the medium. And the internal crystal, let's see who can figure that one out. and then you have the internal crystal that connects you. There are all kinds of ways that your crystals can begin to connect itself with you. But I want to begin to talk about the crystal. Let's talk about a crystal journal and some of the things that you can begin to do with a crystal journal. What I'm going to be sharing with you tonight, these are going to be real thoughts. These are real things that I have experienced. They're things from my personal crystal journal. They're my journal that I keep when I work with crystals. For those of you who have had the sacred session reading for me where I choose a crystal for you, or if you guys have had the God Goddess Numeric Akashic Record reading, you know that you have crystals. And these crystals really have followed you through many, many different lifetimes, and you can be able to sort of trace back a lot of your origin when begin to talk about them. But we're going to peek into Miss Blue's crystal journal here, and I'm going to share some things from my personal crystal journal and from working with crystals. One of the things that, and also just let me say this so you guys know, I'm not going to give you any crystal tonight that I haven't worked with. These are going to be crystals that I have physically worked with and been able to document sort of my own personal findings here when studying with these crystals. And so welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm just kind of pulling some of these crystals up, but I wanted to kind of get to a point in my little journal here. I thought I had it bookmarked, but let's see here. It's so good to see you guys here. Crystal mediums is what we're talking about tonight, and just really kind of connecting ourselves. So let's see. We're going to go through. 646-652-2711 is the number to call if you want to listen in. It's so good to see everybody. Esther is in the house. She's also one of the hosts of the remix. And also Sister Manya is here too. You guys know Sister Manya. And also, I want to tell you guys, the other thing that I want to tell you guys is that you know that coming up, I'm going to be working with a group of sisters. And these sisters is going to be in the modern day priestesshood. And these are some of the most amazing sisters on the planet. All right. Here I am, you guys. Yeah. Doing a little warping there. But I Oh my goodness. It's just what I was saying what I was telling you guys is that it's a lot of energy out there in the air, and particularly you're probably going to feel this energy come to a peak somewhere around Tuesday or Wednesday night for some people. It's definitely important if you feel that your energy is somewhat out of balance, that you definitely ground yourself. You may have even noticed that with some of the people you've been speaking with and coming in contact with, being somewhat out of balance or doing things out of norm, you may want to stay away from them. It's a lot of energy out here, and of course we know energy can be transferred many different ways. But one of the things I want to tell you guys when it comes to crystals is that one of the best things to do is to pick out your crystals yourself. If you have not been in the position where you can physically go and pick out your crystal, it is one of the best things in the world to do. Is to physically go and get your own crystal and to start that intimate relationship with your crystal that way. I say it the same way. You wouldn't just jump into bed with someone you don't know, or you wouldn't let somebody say, hey, guess what? I know this guy or I know this girl and I think you should sleep with them and I'm going to send them over your house. You wouldn't just take them like that, would you? So I say do the same thing with your crystal, is to really, you know, build that relationship, that connection with your crystal and begin to work with them and, you know, form that connection, because it is something about those crystals that you physically are able, and just about every single place on the planet, you can walk into a store and you can actually pick up a crystal and you can allow the crystal to connect with your energy and you connect with the crystal's energy and be able to pick it out. So tonight I'll be sharing some of those stories from my crystal journals, just so you guys can understand and see that. When it comes to working with crystals, like crystals as mediums, we're going to be talking about that, and I'm going to be giving you guys some crystals that I have worked with and just really, really have loved the energy. One of those is the rose quartz crystal. It's the rose quartz. I really enjoy working with the rose quartz crystal, this particular I told you guys, energy is high. You're going to have to really just kind of look over a lot of stuff. But rose quartz energy is one of those crystals that it links you and it works on a very, very high frequency. And this particular crystal, one of the things that it does is it has a lot of healing energy in it, because it has a lot of love energy in it. And a lot of times rose quartz crystal kind of gets looked over because you can find rose quartz anywhere. But one of the cool things about the rose quartz crystal is it's never found. When they go in the mines and they're looking for rose quartz crystal, you will never, ever find a rose quartz crystal alone. You will never find a rose quartz crystal by itself. That you won't. They are always grouped together with a group to pull in that energy. And for that reason, I say that whenever you buy a rose quartz crystal, you should buy more than one, because the rose quartz crystal is about that sort of that collective consciousness. Yes, it comes together in a soul group. When you find that rose quartz crystal, it is not by itself. And that's one of the very, very things that makes the rose quartz so unique, is that it is not found by itself. It's found in a large formation that comes together. The rose quartz crystal is also a crystal. It not only we know it taps into that energy of love, but it also helps with negative energy. It helps with negative energy. By really just sort of bringing about unconditional love. It helps with that. It helps with a lot of unconditional love, and it helps you to work past wounds, you know, so things that have happened. These are all of the attributes that have been discovered, because usually what happens is when these gemologists find these particular crystals and they start to work with them, depending on what part of the world they work with, they start to pick up the different attributes. But what they have is they actually have a group of people who began to wear these crystals. Some of the people that they take notice from is stories throughout history. So they look at a lot of the royalty. They look at a lot of the kings and queens. They look at some of the ancient documents, and they see where these particular stones have shown up. Who wore them? Like, who wore rose quartz? Like, where did you find rose quartz at? You know, where are some of the places in the world, and what does the energy look like? They look at the ley lines in these particular crystals, and they see. And all of that, when they comprise it together, it's how we get these different attributes of that where this energy comes from. Now, those of you who are into poetry, and I know a lot of the Remix family, you guys love poetry. I know Esther does. You guys love poetry? Well, rose quartz is that damn crystal you need to get with poetry. Because rose quartz really helps with that frequency and that vibration of poetry. So when it comes to different places where rose quartz have been found all over the planet, I want you guys to think about this. Some of this is going to make you laugh. One of them is California, Montana, South Dakota, China, Brazil, India, and Madagascar. These are some of the places where this particular crystal has been mined. This particular crystal, rose quartz, have been mined. It's one of those gemstones that don't cost a lot. So you can find a rose quartz pretty much anywhere. Like I said, the thing about it is it has a lot of sexual energy into it, too, in this particular rose quartz. It also has sort of this this smooth energy. So it's about beauty. It's about grace. It's about poetry. Anywhere where you see lots of creativity, you'll see the rose quartz. You're going to see this particular energy show up. What I was going to make you guys laugh is that there was back in the day, I was watching a special report on TV, and they were talking about, remember when those like 1-900s first came out and those 1-800s first came out, and people were getting all kinds of erroneous charges on their bills, and they were doing all of this stuff? Well, Madagascar was one of those countries where a lot of those numbers originated from. All of those sex numbers, they were coming from Madagascar. So I find it real interesting that that's one of the places where they get some of the most rose quartz crystals from on the planet. But it's because of that love. It's because of that sexual energy. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I thought that was I thought that was kind of funny too. But it's also a very, very timeless crystal. When the rose quartz is actually heated up, when this crystal becomes heated, it loses its color. The color goes away. So that pink sort of kind of clouding in there, it kind of goes away. It just loses loses its color, and it becomes very clear. So when you're talking about all of those things, whether it's rose quartz, smoky quartz, all of those that are in there, in that particular family, rock crystals are in that family. We can even throw amethyst and citrine, even though they have different attributes in that. But this is when you're trying to bring out the beauty in something. Rose quartz is one of those things. When you're trying to really tap into or bring out the beauty or bring out the love initiate love, the rose quartz is excellent for that. And it's also excellent if you know that you're going to walk into a place of violence, take a rose quartz with you, because the rose quartz will turn violence into compassion. It really is a great stone for wherever there's any kind of anger. It will turn that anger into compassion when working with it. The other thing that I found when working with the rose quartz, and this is out of my personal crystal journey, the rose quartz is able to raise the frequency to really, really tap into the astral realm. The rose quartz is really one of those crystals that opens up to the angelic realm and opens up to the astral realm. So it's a great crystal to do dream work with. So if you want to take it and put it underneath your pillow, it's an excellent stone for working with and putting it underneath your pillow to do dream work with. Or you can get a very, very small crystal, and you can put it inside of their belly button. What happens is, how stones and crystals are able to do this is because a lot of the frequency, their energy that they have, they hold energy. They hold energy, and they also are able to capture patterns that exist on other planets, in other worlds. And so a lot of times when you're able to tap into the frequency of your crystal, don't think it's just for healing. Now, don't get me wrong. That's a very powerful thing to use these crystals and stones for, but they can be used for so much more than that. But I've been able to tap into the frequency and energy of these crystals and go to other worlds and actually tap into other dimensions and be able to work with the energy there. Also, you're able to tap into other angels, goddesses, spirits, whatever you want to call it, the ancestor realm, you can use that. In fact, rose quartz is a good one for going into the ancestor realm with, because it will really keep you in the energy of very, 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 very good and loving, compassionate energy. So if you have an ancestor that you want to connect with, the rose quartz is a great one to be able to do that. Think about it. They've been here since the beginning of time, these crystals. And in some cases, some of these crystals were on the planet even before some of you have incarnated here. So they hold the memory that was here even before the existence of you coming to the planet. So that's the significance of really, really working with these crystals. And the rose quartz I found also to be one of those stones to, like I said, open up to the ancestral realm whenever I want to go in and really just connect with a lot of the ancestors, my ancestors that I want. Some I have not been able to connect with, that is that, but that's it. But kidney stones are also, those stones. They're passing stones. So we pass kidney stones. When you pass the kidney stone, that is the crystal within inside of you that you've passed out. You see, and a lot of people have passed out their kidney stones. They pass them, and the doctors will tell you, and I see some of you in the chat room are like, yeah, I passed a kidney stone before. So we have crystals all throughout our bodies. These crystals are inside of our bodies, and they're everywhere. So this medical world will tell you everything, but the fact is the body cannot produce something that does not already exist. You see, the earth is a body itself. We know that we are a body ourselves. Some of those same minerals and things that make up a mountain, that make up crystals, are the same things that are made up in your bones. These are the same things in your bones. So I really want you guys to really start diving in and working with your crystals and working with them in so many different ways, you know? Yeah, it's some cool stuff. Yeah. Yeah, kidney stones are extremely painful. If you've ever passed a kidney stone, that's some painful stuff. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes. So I want you guys to, think about that. Rose quartz crystals is able to see the beauty in all things. Now, we all have had tough days. There are some days I have really, really tough days. Sometimes when I'm looking at certain situations and I'm dealing with it, what the rose quartz helps you to do is it helps you to see the beauty in everything. it absolutely helps you to see the beauty and everything that is there. It will pull that beauty out and bring it to the surface. So if you're at a point in your life or you're at a time in your life where you just can't see any beauty, or you cannot see the love in anything that's going on, or you can't find it within yourself, this is one of those crystals to work with. I talked about it. You can get a bottle of witch hazel. It's a ritual you can do, and I think I gave it out on the Know Your Magic line 1 year. But you take a rose quartz and you charge it up first. Let's talk about some of these things about charging crystals, clearing the energy in crystals, and doing that. The first thing I want to tell you guys is that you can do this. You can clear the energy in your crystal. There is not one way to do it or one way not. There are thousands of ways to do it. So there's not one way. I say do the one thing that you're guided by. Here's another thing you can do. If you look at your crystal is going to tell you what it gravitates towards. When you look at it, does it remind you of the sun? Does it remind you of the moon? Does it remind you of the earth? Does it remind you of water? You know, it's going to tell you what it loves. It's going to tell you where it is. You see, it's going to tell you exactly what is so true to it. There, understand, never underestimate the power and the magic of yourself. There are times that I have taken crystals and placed them directly in my hand and cleared the energy and charged the energy within the crystals and did that myself without using water, without using salt, without putting it in the sun, without doing any of that. That works too. You're the magic that is making all of this come to board. So don't be slighted by that. You know? Don't be slighted by that. The other thing that you can begin to do to recognize with your crystal, and I tell this to sisters, and I've talked about this for years on the show, I see someone putting it there, is that you can take the crystal. I always say get a small enough one, and for sisters, you can put it in the cup of your bra and wear it there. And many of you I've told that to. And you can put that crystal right there. The other thing that you can do for brothers, you can take it and put it in your sock. And you can put it there. I take crystals and I put it in my belly button and charge it there. So you can work with these crystals. They can interact with you and your physical body. And you can have these crystals, you can have them close to you. They are going to work almost like essential oils when they come close to you. And that is that some of these crystals, when they come in contact with you, they may have different kind of effects on you. So here's what we're going to do now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some crystals to work with for the different seasons. So we're going to start. If you have something to write with, I would recommend that you get something to write with to write this down. You can always go back into the archives, but I'm going to give you some crystals and tell you how you can begin to work with these crystals. So we're going to start out with summer, all right? So we're going to go through the different seasons. These are going to be great crystals. Of course, you can work with them anytime, but these are going to be the height of when these crystals are, and you can begin to work with them this way. So for summer, here's three crystals for you to begin to work with. Jasper, black onyx, and crystal light. These three crystals, excellent crystals for you to begin to work with. When it comes to jasper, jasper has a lot of nurturing energy. It has a lot of protection energy in it. So it's excellent for you to begin to work with that. The other crystal is the black onyx. The black onyx is excellent for alignment, and it's also excellent for the heart, dealing with all of those things when it comes to that. The crystal light. Anybody who does any kind of speaking or if you have any kind of speech disorder, then you want to begin to start working with that. Mm-hmm. So those are going to be the three crystals for summer. For spring, the Burly, the B-E-R-Y-L, Burly, also known as like the Burly Gates, because this crystal immediately connects you to the third eye and opens up that energy in the third eye. So it's a very powerful crystal. It's one of those that is overlooked when it comes to working with the third eye. But it's an excellent crystal for opening up the third eye. The other one is the agate. The agate is excellent because what it does is it balances out the yin and yang energy, masculine and feminine energy within your body. It really just helps with, it helps to expand your aura. So a lot of times when we're doing readings, I'll tell people like your aura is about 6 or 7 city blocks and this kind of thing in the back of your aura. There's some leaks. The agate is really, really great for working with when it comes to your aura because it helps also to maintain balance with the yin and yang, and it also helps to expand the aura. So then the next crystal is going to be the emerald. Now, the emerald is an excellent crystal for memory. It's also an excellent, excellent crystal for loyalty. So we can look back in ancient times. We can go back to ancient Kemet. We can go through all the mythologies and everywhere, and you will always see that emerald come up because that emerald is for loyalty. In fact, what they would do is even when they were going into battle, they would take a look and they would notice to see how many, especially the kings, their jewels they would have. And based upon those emeralds they would have, they would know the degree or the level of loyalty that they had. So loyalty. So this has a lot to do with that loyalty energy. So next, we're going to talk about winter. Now, winter turquoise is going to be one of the favorite crystals to work about is turquoise. You see? And what turquoise is used for? Turquoise is used for is... I want to go back on the emerald again because I want to be clear about this. Emerald is the most loyal crystal, and the diamond is the most disloyal. The diamond has no loyalty. Absolutely. And I've talked about this before on a crystal show. Because what happens with the diamond is whenever brothers, you ever gave a woman a diamond and she get mad at you, she throwing that shit. That shit is coming off. She's not wearing it. The diamond has no loyalty whatsoever. None. The most disloyal crystal is a diamond. Yes. This is, we want to know why we have so many relationship problems. It's because of the diamond. You know, the diamond is very disloyal. Oh, wow. Yes, it's just funny to see how this energy works. So, yeah, let's go on to the turquoise. What I love about the turquoise, and I want to talk about this in my personal journal, is that the turquoise, see, a lot of times we get captivated by the chakras, the main chakras, the 7 main chakras. We get so captivated by the 7 main chakras. That's not really where my focus is. My focus is more on the smaller chakras. Because all of these thousands upon thousands and thousands of spinning wheels of light is where the energy is. That's what's making these chakras, especially when it comes to flowing from the front side of the body and flowing from the back side of the body, is where this energy comes from. And a turquoise is excellent for really attuning these different areas where the meridians lie within the body to help that energy flow and just be continuously flow through a person's body. So the turquoise helps with chakras. It also helps with it helps to tune the chakras up, and it really just helps to kind of bring the body into balance. All right. Next is the zircoin. Now, the zircoin is the crystal of virtue. It has a lot to do with virtue, the zircoin. And it also is the crystal of force. And it's spelled Z-I-R-C-O-N. I may be saying it a different kind of way, but I want you guys to just kind of take that in there. Yeah, yeah. There you go. I think somebody got it. Yeah. Z-I-R-C-O-N. This is the crystal of force. If you just want to have that strength, that energy, that force behind you, this is the crystal to pull it all together for you, to give you the strength, to give you, fellas, the intestinal fortitude, sisters, to give you sort of that essence, that energy, so that you can have that force. All right. So then next is going to be the amethyst. So going back to zircoin, the zircoin is it really gives you persistence. You know, it's a stone of persistence. So next is going to be the amethyst. And I want you guys to keep an open mind, because some of these things you may not have heard of before. It may be a different way that you're seeing this. But one of the things I want to challenge all of us to do is not sort of get locked into just history. You know, even Buddha talks about, you know, don't do something just because it was written in a book or your mother told you, father told you. Let's kind of get ourselves in sort of some real time things. And I want you guys to just expand your consciousness. You'll be able to work with all of this, and you can share, you know, share what your experience is with this. So history plays its role. Don't ever get me wrong on that. And it's a lot of great history books out there, but the best one I found is my own perspective. You know, my own crystal journal, working with, and I've worked with thousands of you at this point with crystals and been able to connect with this energy, tap into it. I've been able to hear your story. And that's one of the things I want you guys to start posting for me too, is if you can go over to the Remix Radio page. And if you have a way that you've been working with your crystal that just kind of made you go, you know, this is something different, and I haven't seen anything, but I've been able to work with this crystal, and this is what I found with it. I was able to go beyond sort of some of these other foundational things. I want you to post it. I want you to post it in the Remix family page. Maybe Esther can go over there and start a thread for you guys. I'm sure she will. And you guys can post some of those ways that you've worked with your crystal. And, you know, it doesn't have to be anything long and drawn out. It can be something that you have personally done and you have worked with the crystal, you know? Why crystals right now? What sort of inspired this show? Because you know I don't do anything unless it's inspired. You know, think of this, think of sort of some of the ads that you see for all the school supplies going on. Because here in the West where we are, this is school time. And so a lot of the children are getting ready to go back to school, and they're getting ready to you know, embark on a new school year, you know, depending on what part of the country. And this is going to be really, really important, not only for yourself, for children, but crystals are also about learning. And anytime you're expanding your learning and you're expanding, crystals are really one of those ways that does it. In fact, what happened is you are crystallizing yourself and building your crystals each time that you bring knowledge into you. Anytime that you open yourself up to knowledge and you open yourself up to wisdom and you open yourself up to understanding, you are enlightening yourself. You are activating those crystals. Your cells and everything in your body is becoming to do that. You see, crystals are a different supply for different tasks. It's just like a school supply. You know, kids have school supplies. Crystals are different school supplies. It's a different school supply. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah. And there are some excellent crystal books out there. Judy Hall has an excellent one, particularly for those of us who are just getting into crystals or want to find out information about crystals. She does an excellent job because it's one of her loves. She works with crystals. But I like Melanie, the encyclopedia, Last Will and Testament of the Crystal. It's a huge book. It's by Melanie. She was a gemologist and a scientist, and she gets it in with the crystals. It's a big part of her work, and her book is about $100. You can find it on Amazon, and it is a large book, and it contains just about every crystal, fossil, mineral, anything on the planet that's in there. So Melanie is the last thing. I'm going to see if we can get the link. I know one of my magic makers will get the link. I give it out on another show, but it's an excellent book, and a lot of times I go there to reference if it's something I see, because she has a lot of pictures. Yes, Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, Melody, and if you put in Crystal Amazon Melody, her book is going to come up. I know somebody will put the link out there, but that is definitely one of the books. If you're looking at something and maybe you come across it and you find yourself, you know, go in the crystal store, expand your horizon. You know, don't let somebody tell you what crystal. Begin to find out what crystal. Thank you, One Rising Phoenix. There it is. That's it. That's the book by Melanie. Don't let someone tell you what crystal to get. You go in there, experiment. A lot of times I've researched a lot of different crystals and found when I went in the store, even really not knowing what they were, picked them up, it was the stone I've come in contact with it. So those are really good. And yes, Zim Baby, we're going to get to that. But let's finish these seasons, because these are going to be important if you want to know a great place to start. This is a really, really great place to start, so that you can begin to work with these crystals, and you can begin, because we know that they all started just like we all started. Crystals are ancient, just like our ancestors, all of them coming out of ancient Kemet, what they were used for. They used crystals back then for elixirs. If you have any of Queen Nafua books in there, the City of Wellness, she tells you how to make the elixirs in there. She tells you how to connect them to the gods and the goddesses in there. She tells you how to begin to work with the crystals. That's an excellent way for you to begin to get in there and start to work with those crystals. You see? So there's many, many things out there that people have wrote in books and things, with crystals, but these are some of the best ways to do that, and especially when it begins to start talking about that. All right, so we have the amethyst, and many of you know, because I talk about this on the Feng Shui show, the amethyst and the citrine is actually the same crystal. Did you guys know that? They're exactly the same. Amethyst and citrine is the same thing. One just stays in the ground a whole lot longer than the other one. But they do different things, and their properties are different. I think the difference between the years they actually stay in the ground is up somewhere between 1,000 to 2,000 years. So when you're looking at an amethyst crystal, it has a very, very high frequency. The amethyst crystal, it really vibrates and taps into those things, into the spiritual realm, and it really transforms negative energy into love. We've heard that before, because the quartz crystal and the rose quartz crystal, they all kind of come from the same soul group, if that makes sense. They come from the same soul group. They don't do the same thing, but they're from the same soul group. Yeah, they come from the same soul group. So when it comes to healing and the amethyst crystal, when it comes to the body, what it does is it's cleansing. It cleanses all the properties of the body, the mind, and the spirit, because it works with balancing and tuning the endocratic system within the body. See, these crystals follow a divine ley line. They follow a divine path. You know, when Brother Bilal was talking about the vagus nerve and all the parts where the vagus nerve connects, starting even from the stomach, going all the way up to the pineal gland, all the way up the back of the spine, and all the different places. Well, that's the same thing that the crystal does. The amethyst crystal works with the endocratic nervous system. So any of these things dealing with any kind of disorders, these crystals really have that same frequency. which our bodies are attuned to these different frequencies. It's just like when someone has cancer, what they do is actually a crystal light when they start to give them radiation. What they're trying to do is attune the frequency so that they can kill that cell that's actually called cancer. You see? That's what they're doing. They're using crystals to do that. Even now, when you have kidney stones, they are using sort of a laser light so that they can kill the stones in you. They're using a crystal. Everything that they use is a crystal to do that with. Anytime they begin to work on you, your physical body, your teeth, they are using a crystal, either in the form of the light projection that they're doing, because the rays that are coming through the light are coming through. Mm-hmm. They are coming through. This is where those rays of light are coming through a crystal, because the crystal holds that pattern, that frequency. So the amethyst really works with the endocratic system. It also helps with cleansing the digestive organs. It also works with the blood. It helps with headaches, any kind of tension, all of that. And it's also good for any kind of hearing disorder, insomnia, or anything to do with the breath, anything to do with breathing. It has to do with that. So think about your crystals more than just having them for one purpose or the other, because they really kind of go across. Another thing I would tell you is that if you have any kind of addiction, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, Blog Talk, any of these addictions, and you're trying to get over them, amethyst is one of those crystals that will help you get over these addictions. It will. It'll help you with these addictions and these different blocks that are there, because what it does is it helps to promote the frequency of clear thinking and spiritual insight. So what it does is the crystal, when you hold the crystal, so let's say you have amethyst crystal and you have the amethyst crystal in your hand, that frequency goes and it mixes with your aura, your energy, and your frequency, and it finds that frequency because somewhere in your body, that frequency of your higher self exists. And then it connects itself to that crystal. And that crystal begins to intensify that flow. So you may have had a real, real sucky, 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 sucky day. You may have real had a real, real sucky, sucky day. You get home, you grab your amethyst, and you begin to hold it in your hand, and you begin to do some meditation and visualization. Take that crystal, roll it around in your hand, and just focus into this energy. That crystal, like a laser beam, is trying to find its own soul group. It's looking for that soul pattern. It's looking for that grid. It's looking for that ley line. How does it connect with that ley line? When you hold it, that is you giving it divine permission to do that. This is why it is important for you to clear the energy in any of your crystals you have, and it's excellent for you to charge your energy. By the way, there's only very few energies that does not hold negative energy, and we'll talk about that in a minute. We're going to keep going through the seasons. We're at winter now, but I want to tell you guys about amethyst. And when you hold that amethyst is finding its own soul pattern. When it finds its pattern, poof, it activates it. So now you're able to channel that energy of your higher self through the crystal. Now, here's the great thing. We talked about internal and external mediums, and we know our internal medium, we know our external medium, and we know how these connect. It's almost like giving yourself a boost. You see? It's a boost. So you give yourself a boost, and what happens is the crystals also correspond to the nervous system. I don't know if we'll have enough time to talk about that, but these are a lot of things that I have inside of my crystal journal that I want to share with you guys. But the crystals correspond with your nervous system. But the crystal comes in, that amethyst crystal, when it comes in and it starts pulling on that frequency, what you're doing is you start a channel. You opened up a medium. That medium begins to start in expanding that frequency, and the frequency will start to expand, so you'll be able to tap into that energy. So once you've tapped into that energy, and let's say you take your crystal and you put it down, it doesn't stop. It doesn't stop because, remember, that energy already existed within you. And so what you have the ability to do, because we are all in control of our free will, is to magnify that. You see, is to magnify that energy, and now you can start to channel that and send that to different parts of the organs in your body. You can send it back down your spine. You can send it up your spine. You can move it around. You can move that energy around your pineal. You can move it all through your body, and you can have it there. So these are some of the ways that crystals begin to connect with this energy, and you can do it. One thing I will tell you, this is always something really, really good to do, is that whenever you've used your crystal, you should clear it and you should recharge it again. You should do that often. You really should. You should clear it and you should do it often and recharge your crystal often and begin to work with that. Really begin to work with that energy. Again, like I said, there are many different crystals that you have to clear the energy out of it. Some people call it negative energy. I don't call it negative. I just say it's energy opposite to yours. So you want to make sure that it is programmed to your energy. It's not really negative energy. It just has other people's energy in it, and you don't want that. Now, when we start talking about one of those crystals, yes, the crystals in the Kim deck is out of control. Yes, and the chakra cards. Yes, LaBlue, it equals the bomb. But one crystal you don't have to clear the energy in, and that is the citrine. You never have to clear any negative energy because its frequency only holds that of a very, very high vibration. You never have to clear negative energy or anyone else's energy out of it because it doesn't hold any energy. So that means that every time you work with the citrine, you need to begin to charge your energy in it when you're working with it so it can have your energy. But it doesn't hold any negative energy whatsoever. None. So you definitely want to begin to work with that. Okay, so now I want you guys to remember, I remember once giving Brother Bilal a turquoise crystal, and he said it was life-changing because he was able to tap into a lot of different things in astronomy. So know these crystals are being used, and you guys should use it too. And I know you do. It has a lot of powerful energy in it. So that's our last winter stone. Let's move on to autumn or fall. Okay? The first one is the sapphire. The sapphire is a really great crystal for opening up the mind. The sapphire taps into thought. So you want to get into the thought process. We know thoughts are things. Thoughts and things, one of my very first videos I made many, many moons ago. So we know it opens up the thought, and it also is a stone for intuition, tapping into intuition, sapphire. Now, a lot of times people will say sapphires come in more than one color, and they also come into many different shapes, the sapphire. They come in different shapes and different formations. Those different shapes and different formations are really different questions that crystals answer. So a lot of times when you're finding crystals and they're in different shapes, you're asking, it's answering different universal energy questions with it when it comes with it. So you want to work with the sapphire. It taps into intuition. It helps to open up the mind to thought and really, really kind of get you into that energy of thought. This is going to be for fall. The other one is the ruby. Ruby helps with tapping into, ruby is one of the crystals of nobility. So when you think about that, the ruby is one of those things. You will see this on the shields of a lot of nobles. You'll see that. Okay. And rubies also help with tapping into the dream realm. So if you want to get into the dream realm, rubies are an excellent crystal for doing some dream work, you know, tapping into the energy of dream work. That's going to be an excellent crystal. And then the other one is topaz. Topaz, love the topaz, love the color of the topaz. The topaz works on many different levels. It taps into love, has a lot to do with love. The topaz has a lot to do with seeing the big picture. You know how some people say you can't see the big picture, you can't see the forest for the trees. Topaz helps you to tap into that big picture so you can see the forest and the trees. That's what topaz helps you do. It helps you to see the big picture of things. Yeah. Really, really beautiful stone with lots of beautiful energy. So those are the seasons, and those are some stones that is a good pantheon to begin to work with. There are a lot of other reasons to connect with those stones just based upon the planets and how the planets are aligned at that particular time. Stars make themselves available in the sky. It's a great reason to begin to work with that. So you guys can have fun working with those. But the topaz, really, when it comes to, it works with a high heart. So that's why topaz is excellent. It works with the chakra of the high heart, you know, and it balances out the thyroid and the metabolism in the body. It works with the parasympathetic nervous system to strengthen it. Topaz is also good whenever you want to charge your magnetic field. When you need to charge your magnetic field up and really just make that nice and strong, the topaz is what you want to get without a shadow of a doubt. The topaz also, if you know how sometimes people can be pessimistic in their thinking, and just sometimes we all kind of get in that little funky rut. Well, the topaz helps you to get out of that rut. Yeah. It helps to re-energize you. But what I like about the topaz is kind of like shaft. It's real smooth. It's not a rush. Some crystals you work with, they work in a rush. But the topaz is very smooth. And here's what I want you guys to think about. A lot of these particular crystals that we're talking about, these crystals used to be the diamonds of the world. There was a time where diamonds were not the number one thing in the world. It was these gems, it was these crystals. These were known as the diamonds of this world. You know, our ancestors have left a big crystal legacy for us. And when you begin to just even by chance studying any of the things, the comedic science or going anywhere in the world, you will see these crystals show themselves. These crystals will come up and you will see these crystals there, you know. So topaz, you know, we think of topaz in just that one color, but topaz comes in blue, it comes in red, pink, it comes in a green, it comes in a brown, a yellow, and kind of a clear color. All of those are topaz. Can you guys still hear me? Refresh. Yeah, refresh if you can't hear me. So, just so much beautiful things, you guys. Help has, one of the things that I have found is it really helps you with self-realization. It really helps you discover your God, Goddess self, in the self-realization path. Topaz does. It really, really helps to connect you with that energy. It also helps you to release any kind of tension that you may have in your body. And if you need to raise your creative energy, then this is definitely a stone to work with because it taps into creativity, that frequency of the creative realm. It taps into that realm, that dimension, like none other. And really helps you to just pull down that energy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. Wow. So we covered a lot of different things on the crystals and talked about them. It's so much more that we'll be saying. It's time for us really to go on a shopping trip. We're not going to go shopping tonight, but it is time for us to go on a shopping trip. And we will go on a shopping trip soon. I'm going to open up the phone line. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. And here's what we'll do. We'll kind of do a little bit of crystal readings and see what crystal comes up for you. And we'll start to work with some crystals. I have a whole slew of crystals. And so we'll be doing some crystals and working with this. I really want to show you guys how to begin to work with crystals so that you can begin to connect the crystal with you. It's good. Tonight's readings, what I'm going to do is I'm going to be channeling the season and the stone that you can begin to work with. So that I want you guys to begin to work with that. So if you want to get in, press 1 when you get on the phone lines. You know what to do. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so I know that you are there and that's what you're wanting. And we can go from that and we can begin to take a look at these crystals and work with them. It's always so good to have the Remix family in the house, our international listeners who are listening from all over the world. It's great to have you guys here as well, too. So don't forget, you can also Skype in. That's a good way for you to get in. It's for you to Skype in, or you can call in, and you can press 1 when you get on the phone lines. So the readings tonight is going to be talking about, I'm going to channel what season for you to work with and also the stone for you to begin to tap into and to work with. Don't forget to go over to the Remix Radio page. And when you go over to the Remix Radio page, you guys put up what crystal you want to begin to work with and how you want to begin to work with that. And we'll go from there, okay? All right. So we're going to go to the phone lines calling in, it looks like. And I'm just going to kind of jump around here. Calling in, it looks like, from area 513. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Blue. This is Donna calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. How are you?
I'm good. Donna from Cincinnati, Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, greetings to you, Donna. Greetings. So how are you enjoying the share tonight?
I just started listening a couple of weeks ago, and I am really just awakening my intuition and really finding a lot of very good, powerful information from your shows.
Oh, well, beautiful. Make sure you check the archives. There's a lot of goodies in there. So many different brothers and sisters who are there so that you can begin to tap into any modality of anything. It's anything you can think of is there. So it's really just a whole lot of great information. And welcome, and thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. All right. So you have a question tonight for me?
Well, I know that I'm on a journey, and like I said, over the last really couple of years, I just really started studying and learning more about myself and learning about my place in life, and I am just trying to manifest some positive things around me and stay in a positive mode on a regular basis and remain on a positive journey without being taken off of it, because I feel like I've been taken off of it so many times over the years. So
right.
I would love to know really what my true purpose is and destiny in life.
Wow, that's a really, really big question when you say what your true purpose is and your journey in life. And it can be answered in so many different ways. Here's what I'm going to do. One, I'll tell you this. First of all, you cannot be on your journey. One, you cannot. And two, know that you are fulfilling your purpose just by you having the courage to be at the place that you are. And so it is going to be through those discoveries of you just really, really continuing on your path that you're going to get the greatest joy from that. That you will get. So let's pull a crystal here and see how we can give you some more direction here. I have my big bag of crystals here, so I'm just going to pick one in and pull it out. Wow. Okay. So we're going to see what crystal showed up for you, and we're going to talk about the season that you're in. And right now, the season that you're actually in at this particular time is winter.
Okay.
This is about winter. And the crystal that came up for you is actually that crystal of working with is the crystal of amethyst. And, you know, I just got through talking about the amethyst crystal and working with this particular amethyst crystal, you know, at this particular time. But you're in winter, you see. And I want you to think about this. You know how the bear goes into hibernation? This is kind of where you are. And so I want you to be kind to think about this. This is about you doing your internal work. This is all about you doing internal work at this time. So you're kind of in hibernation. Some people on the outside may not have a clue what your ass is doing. But on the inside,
yes,
this is where your work is. Is that true?
Very true. Very true.
Mm. And so this is also and I want to talk about it in this way. This is really a time for you to relax, read, relax, and replenish yourself. But the other thing, Donna, is that there are some negative things that are around you at this time. And you've done a really good job of focusing yourself and try to stay out of that energy as much as possible, correct?
Yes.
So this is a time for you. As we should do in the winter months, I want you to think about this. To think about you sort of kind of going in a fast or detox. And this is the reminder. And this is what the amethyst is going to really help you with. To really fast and sort of kind of detox and cleanse yourself and release. Release those things in your life that need to be let go. And so you can allow your own transformation to take place for you. Because it's almost like, have you ever tried to open a door while somebody was pulling it closed?
Yes.
That's a lot what's going on in certain areas of your life. So this is the time for you to practice silence. Because you're working on your internal self. Yes, you left.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's beautiful. It's so very true. And that's very helpful.
All right. Well, get that amethyst. Start journaling your thoughts. Read, relax, replenish. Because right now you're doing a lot of internal work and it's really showing up. And soon these things of these negative distractions that are around you, they're going to disappear. It's almost like when the snow melts, then you can start to see the grass and the flowers and the trees. That's how it's going to be for you. So right now you're kind of in winter. So those stones with winter are going to be the perfect ones for you to begin to work with.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. And let us know how it goes. Call back in and tell us how that journey goes for you. And welcome so much. So good to have you here.
I will do that.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. All right. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 302. I believe it's caller number 75. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. are and where you're calling from.
This is Leonardo.
I'm sorry, who's on the line?
This is Leonardo.
Okay. You're kind of breaking up a little bit, but it may be on my end.
That.
I'm sure. Say it again.
Is that better? Is that better?
Is this Leonardo, you said?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
greetings, Leonardo. Where are you calling from?
Delaware.
Delaware. Okay, calling from Delaware. And so what's so for you tonight, Leonardo?
I guess what crystal I should be working with.
Say it one more time. You're kind of breaking up. I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. What type of crystal I should be working with?
Okay, what crystal? Okay, so hold on just a second. We're going to give it to you. Leonardo, you are in autumn. You are in autumn. You are in autumn.
That's the one I didn't write down yet.
That's the one you didn't write down, huh?
That's the one I didn't write down. I had to run and do something.
Oh, that's okay. Well, one of the crystals is the ruby.
Okay.
This is what showed up for you is the ruby, and this is the red ruby. And, you know, one of the things, Leonardo, that I like about the ruby is because this is time to go back to the drawing board. This is really what this is saying. It's time for you to go back to the drawing board. You've been working on something and working on something for years and years and years and years and years and years. It's time to go back to the drawing board. It's time for you to reinvent what you're doing. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
I think it does.
Mm-hmm.
I have ideas of artwork to do all the time, but like I haven't really gotten too much done. So going back to the drawing board wouldn't be a bad step.
Yes. I definitely want you to go back to the drawing board, but I want you to go back in two ways. I want you to think about what you're working on, and I also want you to go back and reinvent yourself. Because over the course of the last 2 years, you have like encountered and changed so much, but you haven't really allowed yourself to sit with this information and allow it to really come out of you in a very authentic way. Wouldn't you say that's true?
To an extent.
Mm-hmm.
Like internally,
how are you,
I may be.
Mm-hmm.
What were you
go
saying?
Ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, internally I think I work with it, but externally I can't really say I, I do a lot of things, but I think I do them like with and for myself. Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense, but you haven't really kind of let these things out. How are your relationships?
I guess they're okay. You know, being a parent, you know, relationships are strained, but that's just being a parent. Do your best.
Well, you don't sound too happy. Well, that's a beautiful thing. Here's one of the things I want you to do. I definitely want you to work with Ruby. Definitely you're in autumn. It's time for you to sort of kind of reinvent yourself there. Really kind of spark passion, you know, spark that passion within yourself and in all those different areas in your life. And it's time for you to really get to the root of things. This is why rubies are red. Like we talk about ruby red. You know, it's about getting to the root of things. And one of the other things that I really need you to do is to release any kind of negative anger and the heaviness that you're just beating yourself up on an internal level with your emotions. It's time for you to really begin to seek your own bliss, what you want in life, what's going to make you happy. And so when you go back and you sort of kind of reinvent yourself, this is you going from an internal perspective, drawing on everything that you have and everything that you know yourself to be and begin to look at and ask the question, what is it that makes Leonardo happy? What is it that makes you smile? You got to get down to the root of things. And Ruby is one of those questions to do it, because what's happening is the interference is coming in, is the interference comes in between the heart and anger. So when we have anger, it interferes, that anger interferes with the energy coming from our heart.
Right.
So it's almost like a detachment, you know, and it's almost like all of these things begin to burden itself up, almost like the Angry Birds. You ever seen the Angry Birds?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's kind of how I see you. I see an Angry Bird sitting on your shoulder, even though you kind of have this blank look on your face. I see the Angry Bird there. So I know that you're holding on to a lot of things that you haven't expressed. And some of these things you don't even need to express to the people that may have done that. You know, like you said about your children being a burden, you see. But they're not really a burden.
It's all a burden, but, you know, they're children, so they do childish things. You know, they're growing, they're learning, and you have to work with them.
Well,
sometimes that's repeating yourself, and sometimes I think that makes me angry.
Yeah, it does make you angry, but you need to release this anger, because if you're the parent, then you're the one guiding your child. Know that they're giving you a reflection about not what you say, not what you do, but the energy that they're getting from you.
Okay.
All right? So get that ruby, start working with it, and I want you to remember, you know, let that angry bird fly off your shoulders.
Okay.
Let the angry bird fly off and let it go. All right? Well, thank you so much for calling in. Call back and let us know. Peace and love to you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 469. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from.
My greetings, Miss Blue. This is Hadia calling from Fairview.
Who's calling, please?
This is Hadia calling from Cedar Hill.
Oh, Hadia, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually Cosmic Lady in the chat room.
Okay. Well, let me get the crystal for you. All right. Let's see. Okay. The season that you're in is spring.
Okay.
It's spring. And the crystal is the agate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I know you work with crystals. I see crystals around you. Do you have an agate?
Yes, I do. I have a couple of agates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see crystals around you. And I see lots of people in the chat room. They love agates. They love agates, Crystal. You know, one of the things, like I said, you're in spring. You're in the springtime. And
okay.
That's important to know that you're in the springtime. And what the agate does is it helps to balance out the masculine and feminine energy. It really helps connect with your aura. It works with that just to kind of expand it and to open it up. And so I see your energy. I almost feel like I'm on a roller coaster. And then
yeah, because that's the way I kind of feel sometimes. And you're kind of breaking up, Miss Blue.
Am I breaking up? Is that
better? A little bit.
Oh no, it isn't. So,
no, we can't hear you.
One moment. Here's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play Hold the line.
Okay, I'm holding.
Another planet or what?
You're clear.
Okay, well, beautiful. Okay, so we were talking about the crystal that was right for you is a gate crystal. And we're going to talk about why the agate is coming up for you. And right now, you're in springtime. One of the things I want you to think about springtime is it's really where everything begins to come alive again. It's really the true new year. You know, it's really in the springtime. And so this is kind of where you are. The agate is coming up for you because one of the things the agate is about self-acceptance and understanding. That's some of the key things that is about the agate. The agate crystal also is really about helping you sort of kind of bridge that gap of being able to reflect on the things of the past. because right now what's happening is a lot of things from the past is sort of circumventing themselves up. Some of those old feelings are coming back up for you. Some of these people are coming back up from you. And really the question, yeah, you're laughing. I'm going to let you tell us why you're laughing in a minute. The question is, have you really learned these lessons from the past?
Yeah, it has been a lot of old people popping back up. And
mm-hmm.
I need to close the door completely.
Mm-hmm. And this is what the agate will help you do, to learn the lesson, not to be bitter, not to close it in a bitter way, but almost kind of like, you know how when you have like a little child and you're leaving somebody's house and the child is coming to the door and you're going, bye, and you slowly close the door because you don't want to catch no fingers, no toes. You kind of closing the door gently. You're not slamming it like last time, but you closing it gently and you saying bye. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So this is what the agate is. And then you're turning around because really what's happening for you at this time is that it's time for you to merge all of what you know into your purpose and move forward.
Okay.
Two things have to happen. You really have to begin to examine what that is at this time. See, one of the things I don't want you to get locked into, because you have a tendency to do this, is to think that your purpose is forever, ever, forever, ever. You know? It's not forever, ever, forever, ever. You know? It is what your purpose might have been 6 months ago, last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Right now, at this particular time, you're being asked to reexamine that. Take a look.
Okay.
Is it the same? Because it's time for you to merge all these things together so you can begin to bring yourself forward. Now, this is going to be key for you working with this agate, because the agate helps to balance out a lot of the yin and yang energy, the masculine and feminine, as well as it's also, I call it an emotional stimulator, because it stimulates and balances out your emotion. And you've had some pretty emotional moments over the last week or so.
Yeah,
wow. Yeah, I'm reading sort of your aura, and that shit is taking me on a roller coaster ride from hell. Like, woo! Woo! Pop the Molly.
Yeah, I agree
woo.
With that.
You know, yeah. So that's kind of where you are. So I love the agate because it works very smooth, and it allows you to take your time. And that's what you need to do now. This is really not about you rushing. It's not about you jumping into something. It's about you really sort of just connecting with your greater spiritual knowledge to really help you move forward. And I want you to think about these two words, solution and action.
Okay.
Solution and action. That's where you are. Find the solution and then take the action.
I agree. That is exactly where I'm at.
All right. So you already have your agate crystal. I would like for you to really think about, if you don't have this one, but kind of the milky, white, gray, pink, that kind of agate with that color, that's going to be perfect.
No, it's not that one. Okay.
You have more of the brown color or the clear one?
I actually have a green moss and a blue lace agate.
Okay, well, the blue lace will work. It's just, yeah, you can work with the blue lace. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, let us know
thank
how
you,
it
Ms.
goes.
Blue. I sure will.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 917. You're calling number 50 on the line. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Jay calling from New York. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Jay from New York.
I actually have a couple crystals in my possession, but I'm not really I want to add more to my collection, and I kind of wanted to find out what additional ones might be a better fit for me. I'm kind of in a transition of sorts.
Okay. All right. Well, transition of sorts is kind of a good place to be. We're going to pull a crystal, talk about what season you're in, and go from there. Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Jay. You have a smoke detector going off in the background.
Yeah.
You definitely want to get a battery, and you want to change that. You definitely want to do that. You do. So let's take a look, and let's see what season you're in. The season that you're in right now is winter.
Okay.
Is winter right now. And we're going to take a look at this crystal that you're in. I would definitely encourage you to change that battery and the smoke detector. You know, that is really sort of your sacred space sending a warning to you. There's some things that you're not actually paying attention to, that it's trying to get you to pay attention to.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about this because this has a lot to do with force, you know, the strength, the force for you to move forward. Immediately when I get into your energy, I feel a struggle. I feel a struggle. I feel that there are certain areas of your life that it just seems like no matter what you do, it's just not working.
It's an internal struggle, definitely. I'm going through a lot of stuff mentally. I'm trying to make some changes. I really am, but it is. You're absolutely right. I feel like it's a tug of war going on inside of me.
Yeah. So we're gonna get that tug of war under control. One of the ways that I want you to get it under control, and I'm gonna say it again. I know you're gonna be like, okay, Ms. Blue, like you just told me that, but I'm gonna tell you.
I know, Ms.
Blue. Because really, that if you can see it, because this would be powerful for not only yourself, but there's other people out there right now listening that have the same thing going on. That beeping noise is letting you know that there is a internal imbalance going on. That tug of war, like you said, you feel like it's internal, that's where it is. That's where it's coming from. Your house is telling you, hey, this energy has even started to mix inside of your sacred space.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at the zircon and talk about this force of how this can help you. This has a lot to do with you not wanting to accept what is real, what is true for you. So it's a part of a self denial. It's about being self denied, you know? It's about you denying yourself at this particular time.
Okay.
The zircon, I want you to think about this, is a sign, it's connected to the planet Pluto. And this is one of these tools. It has a lot of healing energy in them. Typically, they were used by a lot of shaman and medicine men and women. And it helps with really getting rid of trouble, bringing sort of trouble to the surface so that you can tap into your own wisdom and really begin to connect with it. So I really want you to get a a zircon, and I want you to begin to sleep with it, because not only does it help to bring in prosperity and it promotes honor and wisdom in you, but it helps you to tap into your virtue. So I want you to think about it. If you could think about it, Jay, right here on the spot, I want you to tell me what one of your virtues are.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. And here's what I want to say to you. You got to know what that is. I want
okay.
you to sit down. I believe in the power of the pen and writing. And I want you to give yourself 8 virtues. Write them down that are connected with you. And then tonight, I want you to take those virtues, fold them up, and I want you to sleep with that paper until you actually can get a chance to get you a zircon and start working with that zircon and start sleeping with it. So I want you to do a lot of sleep work with the stone, because it's really going to help to bring these things. It's going to help to bring these things to the surface for you. Because
okay.
right now you need a lot of clarity, and that's what's going on. It's a lot of things of clarity that's going on. Also, the other thing is whenever I see this, sometimes I see it, sometimes I feel this energy, but I see some papers. Do you have some sort of legal action going on against you?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I want you to also get you a pyrite.
Pyrite? Okay.
Yeah. A P-Y-R-I.
Let me ask you this. I have a couple crystals. Actually, as of tonight, it made me realize that I need to clear them, and I haven't worn them on my person in a while. Do you think any of these others are beneficial to me in this space, place, and time? I have a carnelian, a citrine, jade, clear quartz, and amethyst, and green abyssinine.
Mm-hmm. All of them are. Absolutely
okay.
all of them. Definitely the clear quartz, definitely mm-hmm. the amethyst, that's going to be definitely there, and the jade. All of those are going to be real significant for you at this particular time. I really
okay.
want you to know those that are being channeled for you here, because what is happening to you at this time, Jay, is you've been burnt out completely.
I am.
Burnt out by a lot of people, and now you're starting what I call the cannibal process. You know, you've been burnt out, so you're starting to feed and eat and feed and eat. You have to forgive. Remember, forgiveness is never about the other people. Forget them.
You're right.
Forget wrong, right, forget all of that.
Yeah.
Forgiveness is about you, and it's about you giving forward, because this is how you're going to begin to open it up. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to lay your crystals out, and then what I want you to do is I want you to clear them. And how you're going to clear your crystals is by talking to them. Because by talking to them, you're going to open up your frequencies and allow their frequencies to raise the vibration within you. And you
said, when I speak to them, what am I saying?
Did you say you had a crystal light?
No, I have clear quartz, amethyst, green abyssinine, jade, citrine, and carnelian right now.
Okay. You're going to speak to the crystal whatever comes in your heart to speak. See, again, and let me tell you why I really want you to get something that has blue in it.
Blue.
You need
okay.
a crystal that is blue, because that's going to help you stay in your truth. It's going to keep you in your divine blueprint. And it's going to raise you to your highest frequency. So it can be any blue crystal. Lapis is perfect for that. But
okay.
that is going to keep you in the light of truth. And begin. When you speak to your crystals, speak from your heart. The first thing you got to do, change that battery. That's first.
Clear. And I'm also in the process of cleaning up my space. And I just started a raw vegan detox Friday. I'm I'm doing some purging physically too.
That's good. But forgiveness, you need to put that there. Write your 10 virtues down. Because you have them. It's just that you've been completely burnt out by a lot of people, that it's hard for you to even find that back within yourself. But you got it. You got it.
Okay.
Forgiveness, key, do that. The iron pyrite, the reason why I told you that is because it's an ancient stone that was also used for protection. And what it does is it actually reflects and it sends any kind of ill will back to its originator. So it reflect any negative energy. And also, the iron pyrite is also known as fool's gold. Because many times when they were searching for gold, how they would know they were close to gold, a miner, is they would come and they would find iron pyrite. So this is a reminder that you're moving in the right direction. So peace and love, peace and love. Call back and let us know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 212. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
My name is...
Can you take us off speaker?
Sure.
Oh, the call dropped. They'll call back if they can get in. We're going to go... Oh, wow, so many of you guys. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 718?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Sherwin.
Greetings, Sherman. Where are you calling from?
New York.
Okay, what part of New York, Sherman?
I'm Brooklyn.
Oh, you're calling from Brooklyn? All right, Sherman. So you're calling in to get what season and what crystal for you to work with at this time?
I don't have any crystal right now, but I would like to know what season I'm in.
It's what now?
No, so I don't have any crystals right now, but I would like to know what season I'm in.
You don't have any questions right now. But
crystals, crystals. I don't have any crystals. I don't own any crystals right now.
Okay, but you want to know what season you're in.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's see. All right. The season that you're in is summer. You're in summer. You're in summertime.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And so let's start to talk about what that means to be in the summertime. Summertime is when everything is growing. It's the trees are blooming and all of that. The crystal that is for you is the jasper that came up for you.
Okay.
The jasper? Okay. So we're going to talk about... summertime. Well, we're going to talk about this jasper crystal. And the jasper crystal comes because it wants to tell you about really opening yourself so that you're not just looking at things through your conscious mind, that you need to begin to start looking through things through your higher self and not things that are just ego-based. And one of the things that I feel when I get in your energy is a lot of heaviness. So again, kind of like the other caller, like big burdens are being placed on you. Can you relate to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. like a lot of burdens are being placed on you, and that it's very hard for you to kind of see the big picture of what's going on. And so what's happening is, too, this is really starting to impact you through your blood, through your physical blood, meaning these are issues of the family. So how is this thing with your family going on?
And like what we...
How are issues with your family going on?
Not that well. Communication problem.
Yeah. So this is the heavy burden, and it has to do with your physical bloodline, about you and your family, and these type of things going on. I would really, really suggest that you begin to work with the Jasper, because what this is going to do is it works kind of slow, but it also helps. It also helps you to balance yourself out and become very grounded of where you are, you know?
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you okay.
Mm-hmm. And it also reminds you of love. The Jasper crystal has a lot to do with love. And you need a lot of love right now. I feel like I just really want to give you a big Miss Blue hug. So this really helps you with that, and it also helps you to open up and activate your sacral chakra. So it has a lot to do with that. It has a lot to do with nurturing. The Jasper has a lot to do with things unfolding, and it also has a lot to do with the bladder. I really want you to drink a lot of fluid. That's going to be important for you, that you drink a lot of fluid. And that you begin to start to keep a journal and write things down so you can allow this energy to flow out of you when it comes to this. I would really strongly encourage you to get a Jasper crystal and start working with it so that it can also help you to balance out masculine, feminine energy within yourself. It's also going to help the energy just begin to just move through you so you're not holding on to all of these burdens, because some of them are not even your responsibility. They're not. But you've taken that position where you're becoming an expert and allowing others to become an expert in living your life. But it's time for you to be a grown man and live your own life the way you want. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. So that's it. Thank you.
All right. Let us know how it goes. I want you to do that. I want you to get out and get some sun, because you have some beautiful energy, and right now you're just kind of blah.
Yeah.
Kind of blah. Yeah, but you can shake this off, take you a nice shower, turn the water from hot to cold, and so that you can cleanse your aura. That's an easy way to cleanse your aura, and you're going to feel 1,000 times better, okay? But remember, stop taking on other people's burdens. That's not for you to do. That's not your responsibility to do that. I want you to start thinking about you and putting you first. That way you're able to give everyone the love, respect, and care that they deserve.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
All right.
Have a good night.
You too. Hold the line, because I'm going to play a song for you. Let me find it. Can't find it. Hold on, you guys. I'm gonna find this song.
Where is it? Where is it? Where is Esther when I need her? Where is the song? I want to play it. Hold on, you guys. I want to play this song. Hold on. I'm going to play this song for sure. Let me see. If I can't find it, oh my goodness. I know you guys. No, I can't find it. I'm going to find it, Sherman. I'm going to play it for you. I want you to sing this song out loud. It's by T. It's called Fuck You Love. That's what you sing. You sing that hook. Sing that hook. That's going to be your great reminder right there. Oh, okay. Wait. Thank you, Esther. Thank you. Here we go.
Easy. T-Rom. Yeah. Really should I have a rope. Hello, love. I know you do, and I know you can get me killed. Get me killed. How dare you judge the ways of love when you're the reason that I don't trust? Fuck you, love. Fuck you, love. Hello, love. I know your deal, and I know you can get me killed. You can get me killed.
Yes, that was for that was for Sherman. That should make him feel better, right there, right there. We're gonna go to the next caller. No, this isn't the brother that sounds whiny. That's Future. Future, no. He is the singingest, non-singing-ass brother in the world. I love Future. But we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 501. You're live in the room. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 501? Okay, we'll come back.
We can Hello?
501. Oh, okay, hold on, 501. Hold on. 501?
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm sorry. I'm Renee from North Florida, Arkansas.
Okay, greetings. Renee from
it's
Arkansas.
Renee.
It's who? I'm sorry?
Janae. J-E-N-A-Y.
Janae. Oh, Janae. Janae.
Yeah.
All right, Janae. Greetings. Okay. So, oh, they're so crazy in the chat room. Are you in the chat room?
I'm watching it right now. I'm not, like, participating. I'm just looking at it, though.
Okay. All right. So you called in for your season and to get a crystal?
Yes.
Okay, let's take a look. All right. Let's see. She's looking in the chat room, you guys. She's looking in the chat room. All right. So your season that's coming up for you is turquoise, which is winter.
Mm-hmm.
And turquoise is your stone, your crystal, that's coming up for you. So, again, got a lot of energy that's underneath. I'm doing some internal work right now, which is a lot of things. And also, this has a lot to do with you, has to do with astro traveling. You've been hanging out in the astro lately?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I'm trying to, but I don't remember doing anything there.
Okay. Well, definitely get a turquoise because I see that's one of the things that you're really trying to move into is to get to the astral realm so that you can astral travel is to get you a turquoise crystal. And this is really going to help you to align yourself so that you can get into the astral realm. So you want to get to a turquoise and start working with that. It's also going to help you really, really just kind of, you know, with your chakras, all of your meridians, the astral realm, it's going to help you. The main thing is because you're doing inner work and you're really trying to tap into these higher levels of frequency, and that's going to be one of the best ways for you to tap into that energy is to get a turquoise. That's going to work for you to work in that realm. It's to start getting those things in the turquoise realm. And then the other thing is, you know, I don't know if you've thought about this, but maybe start doing some studies on energy healing and energy work to start getting into that, realm, studying more about that.
I've been really interested in that. I started actually looking at some stuff last year, but I haven't really, like, studied it or really, really gotten into it like I need to. But I had definitely thought about that, though.
Yeah, this is a perfect time for you to do it. You have the energy. Take the palms of your hands and turn them up for me. Turn them up.
Okay.
And then one of the things I want you to do is I want you to go over by your thumb. I want you to look over by the thumb. You know where the crease of your thumb is right there?
Yes.
And I want you to look across that little band right there. You see how you have those little stars there? Right there? They look like little X stars. You know how you make stars? That is really a psychic mark. Those are for people who are highly intuitive and highly psychic. And one of those things is that Spirit showed me the inside of your hands, to look at your hands, and I see that. These are some of the markings that you'll have there. And you'll notice that the more and more you do your studies and you get into your work, you're going to see more and more of those little stars come up there in that particular place because you'll be increasing all of that. Also, in the center of your palm, I want you to begin to start looking in the center of your palm. For you, that's a big part of where your healing energy comes out through your hands. That's a big part for you. So I want you to start getting into, study those things, you know. The Wheels of Life is an excellent book. It'll take you through all the chakras and the meridians. It's one of the first things that I was introduced to. That book was given to me. And also, that book was sent to me. It was given to me, you know, to study. And I just fell in love with it. I fell in love because I love colors and I love energy and I love, you know, learning about all the chakras and all of this. And this is a lot about what you want to do, too. And you really have the energy to do it. And you're in a good season. So start working on those things of yourself and then just get that book, Wheels of Life. It's one of the best. It's a lot of books out there, but she goes into detail step by step, and you can use it sort of as a manual and begin to work with it. Yeah.
Okay, I'll definitely do that. Thank you.
Yes. And I want you to get that. I want you to get that turquoise stone because in ancient Kemet, the stone, the turquoise stone, was used for vision problems, for things of the eye. And I also see where you have a weakness in your eye.
Okay. Like what kind of weakness?
Do you wear glasses?
Well, I used to. I don't wear them anymore.
Yeah. Make sure that you're not straining because I kind of see, like, your eyes, like you're kind of straining a little bit sometimes when you're looking at something or reading things. So you don't want to put that extra pressure on your eyes. Yes.
Okay.
And that stone for anyone. What did you say? Sorry.
No, I'll just say it. Okay.
Yeah. And it's an excellent stone also for headaches.
Okay. I do have a lot of those.
Yeah. Well, also know that there's a spiritual reason for that headache where you are right now, because that is also sort of you sort of kind of opening up your consciousness. So your third eye is really starting, I see it kind of doing this in-out thing. It's going in and out, in the front and the back. And when your third eye does that, that is letting me know that it's expanding itself. So you're going to the next level in your consciousness. That's what that is.
Okay.
And you'll start to have a headache. Particularly when the clairs are coming online, the clairvoyance, the clair audio, the clairsyn, when any of your psychic powers are starting to come online, that's coming in. So there you go, my dear. Call back. Let me know how that's going for you. Keep up the work. You're in the time of turquoise, which is winter. You got your stone. And get into energy work. Get into some of those books and start studying and experimenting on your own.
Okay. All right.
All right. And so email me, let me know, and also call back in. So peace and love. Hold on.
I will. Good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Looks like calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Eric from the Bronx.
Okay, Eric from the Boogie Down Bronx. You calling in to see what season and also to see, see what season and see what crystal?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm ready. I've been waiting.
Yeah, right.
I'm excited.
All right. Yes. This is too funny. Too funny. All right, let's see. All right, you're in autumn, and what came up for you is the sapphire.
Sapphire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't have that one.
Don't have a sapphire?
Nope, not at all. I think I got a 7 different stones, but I don't have sapphire.
Well, one of the things about the sapphire is the sapphire really opens up the mind to thought. It's a very powerful stone.
Okay.
It's a stone that really works towards development of your destiny, you know?
Great.
The other thing that the sapphire does is the sapphire brings about wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a stone of prosperity. We're getting a lot of feedback from you. Doing some moving around over there?
Okay, sorry about that. Now we're good.
Okay. Yeah, so it's the stone of wisdom. And one of the things that I see is that there's been some situations that have come up for you that you have done a lot of good things with, but you lack the wisdom.
Right. You're on point.
Yeah. It's where the wisdom has been missing. Particularly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I think I may need to do, you know, like more reading, like maybe more studying. I'm not sure, but I haven't. You know, I have a few books that I've, you know, that I need to get that I've written down just from listening to you, Bobby Hemmett, and everyone else.
Right.
And I wrote down a lot of different books, and I haven't bought not one yet, but I wrote them down, and I am ready though. I am ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I just
it's really good to get books so you can have a good foundation. You know, that was definitely one of the things that, you know, I have learned and have been said by many, Brother Bobby Hemmett, Brother Panic, myself, and many. But talk to me about the woman in your life.
Okay. like, what do you mean? Where do I begin? It's, everything's good, I guess.
You guess?
Well, it is. It is.
Do you know where you get wisdom from? Where do you get wisdom from? You think wisdom is in a book? Can you pick it up from a book?
No, I think wisdom to me is experience. You know, like the things that you, you know, go through in life, you know, you tend to, I analyze a lot of things and I try to look, you know, in between the lines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And all of that is masculine energy. That's left brain.
Oh, okay.
So you don't have wisdom. You said you
okay.
don't have it.
Okay.
And if you're analyzing it, then that's not wisdom.
Okay.
But what is one of the keen sources? But let me ask you this. So you don't have experiences?
Yeah, I do.
But you said that's where you get wisdom from.
Well, maybe I'm just not putting it into the right context, but... I don't know. I'm a little thrown off right now, but.
Well, the reason I asked you that, I asked you about, tell me about the woman in your life. You said you guessed everything was fine. You guessed. And I asked you about getting wisdom, and you talked to me about books. And then I asked you, what was wisdom? That wisdom is, you know, life experiences and things that you go through. You know, you gain the wisdom from that. And so you said you haven't been using your wisdom, but you've had experiences. So let me ask you, do you express yourself in relationships?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Definitely expression, communication. Yes, definitely.
So where do you get wisdom from?
My woman.
Do you really?
Yes, I do. I think you knew that. I think you knew that already.
Well, I never said I didn't know where wisdom came from. I asked if you knew where wisdom came from. The reason I say that to you, all jokes aside, is because I want you to begin to think about your connection with women, particularly starting from and with your mother.
Okay.
Because you came on and said you don't have a lot of wisdom. And there's only one way we can't have a lot of wisdom is if we reject it.
Okay.
So when I asked you about the woman in your life, you named your woman, your girl, not your
right.
mama, your
True.
Girl. And then you said, I don't have a lot of wisdom. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Is that right now at this time, the season where you're in is autumn. Also code word for fall, right?
Okay.
And a lot of things have not worked for you. Not because you didn't follow the right steps, because you're a very smart brother, if I might say. You're a smart brother. But some things is just not panning out for you because you don't respect wisdom. And you have a real interesting relationship when it comes to this. And how you see them.
Say that again?
I said you have a real interesting relationship when it comes to women and how you see them.
Okay.
Okay means what? That's a disconnect statement, but, you know.
No, because
I guess
because I don't really see that. I don't know.
You don't? So no. Tell me about your relationship with your mother.
Well, my relationship with my mother has always been good. I haven't been able to communicate with my mother in quite some time because she's had a stroke and she doesn't remember anything, so it's been tough on that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
so
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't been able to communicate the way I, you know, before she had the stroke.
Right.
You know, I could, you know, communicate with her, and we had have a beautiful relationship. But since she's had a stroke, it's been several years, and I haven't been able to communicate at all. So that's been hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes
yeah.
sense. And really, if you want to know the truth, and my love goes out to you and to your mother, and you can still communicate with her because she still understands you. She still understands you. She still knows you're her son, and she still loves you. But what you're longing for right now, and have been for some time, is wisdom, which is your mother.
Okay. Well, it's just since she's had the stroke, though, she barely remembers anything.
Yeah, that's on this physical plane. But she knows these people. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The sapphire.
Sapphire.
Because it's really trying to connect you back to wisdom. And it's one of the ways that you can actually connect to the wisdom still within your mother because it's there. And so what has happened is, even though you've met other women, and you may like them, and in some cases even love them, but you still don't see them as wisdom.
Yeah.
So connect with wisdom. Take that, and at night before you go to sleep, get you a sapphire. You can get you a blue sapphire. And I want you to take out a pen and a paper and put it to work. I believe in the power of pen. And I want you to sit down, and I want you to have a journal, and I want you to go into a meditation and focus that energy on your mother and send her love. And then in your journal, I want you to channel that conversation. Any question you're having in your life, anything you wanted to tell your mother, anything you wanted to say to her, anything you wanted to know from her, and I want you to begin to journal this down in your journal and call it your book of wisdom.
Okay.
And this is how you're going to begin to connect yourself back with wisdom. So you can put that energy where it needs to be. And really begin to expand and open your mind, your thoughts, open your heart, and open wisdom.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, beautiful, brother.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, if I look beyond the surface, I can see what you're saying about, women per se, because I do love women. I love all women.
Mm-hmm.
you know, but like you said,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No.
Go ahead. I promise. I won't put you out on air. I won't. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that what you mentioned about, you know, the wisdom part, you know, me needing, you know, I don't see women in a negative light. I mean, that's
no,
sure.
no, no. I know, oh. no, 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 not negative, not at all, no. But you definitely need to connect to the wisdom. You know, the sapphire corresponds with the kidneys. And so a lot what's going on with you is you still have a lot of kid needs, kid needs that have not been met.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely keep a lot of orange around you as well, too.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Keep a lot of orange. And, yeah, tap into that wisdom. Keep your wisdom book. You have a book of wisdom. So the next time the brothers say, well, man, how you figuring it? Man, I got a book of wisdom. That's why I'm figuring it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. Thank you so much for calling in. Peace and love to you. Call back. Let us know how things are going, and we will go from there. Mm-hmm.
I sure will. Thanks a whole lot.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. beautiful, beautiful. 10 minutes to go. Are you kidding me? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from... calling in from area code 440. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 440, you're live in the remix. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller.
Okay, I have my phone on mute.
Okay, because you was about to get the button.
Just put 913.
Okay, greetings. Who's on the line?
Punk 913.
Oh, this is Punk. Oh.
Yep.
Greetings, Punk.
Hey.
All right, Punk. Tell everybody where you're calling from.
Cleveland.
Punk is calling from Cleveland. All right, hold on,
yep.
Punk. Let's see, let's see, let's see. All right, Punk. All right, Punk, Black Onyx came up for you. The season is summer. Summer, summer, summertime. You're in summertime.
Woo!
You're in summertime. And the Black Onyx came up. It's time for alignment for you. You need an alignment.
That sounds about right.
And stay connected with your heart. You know, this alignment to line you up with your heart. Mm-hmm.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us why it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I know.
It makes a lot of sense because I'm really, really working on finding myself, and just generally I'm learning how to start caring for myself in comparison to putting certain people before me.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the Black Onyx, and thank you for that, connects with the planet Saturn, and this has to do with some of these sad turns that your life has taken, or you think they're sad turns. So this Black Onyx has a lot of protection energy, and it also has a lot of healing energy. And what it does is it helps to release any type of negative emotion, any kind of sorrow, any kind of grief, any kind of victim, any of those. Any kind of bothersome, you know, how things are just really get on your nerves. It helps with that. And it also helps to end those things that are unhappy in your life. It helps you to release it, to get rid of it. It helps you to sharpen your senses. It really helps you with self-confidence. And here's the key, responsibility.
Oh, that is the number one thing I know I got to focus on.
Yes. And remember, responsibility is how you respond. And one thing about you, Punk, you're either all in your face or you ducking and hiding. There ain't no in between.
I'm,
you either
that's true.
All in it or either you ducking, you out the picture. They looking for you, and you somewhere, you go, you gone. So this is where that alignment is going to help you, so that you can begin to respond to everything that you're responsible for.
All right.
So you can respond to it, you know? It's kind of like you don't get to throw a rock and hide your hand. You got to keep that hand out there. Say, I did it. It was me. It was Punk over here.
I've been doing it a lot lately. I'm just sick of it. I'm just be like, I did it. I'm taking responsibility for it. What?
Yes.
What?
Well, here's the thing. Your heart needs to have some courage. You got to get more courage in your heart so that you can open up and just be you and know that that is more than enough. That is more than enough. Nothing needs to be added. Nothing needs to be taken away. You don't need to improve. You don't need to do. You're enough. If you can just see that, then anything
right.
that you do from the position of being enough is always going to be fulfilling for you and satisfying. The reason you can't find sort of where your niche is and what you really want to do is because you feel somehow you're not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really going to help you get to that place so that you can know you're not. Nothing else is required. You don't need anything else. Nothing else. Absolutely nothing. That's it. All is needed is you.
All right.
So take that stone, begin to get into meditation with it, work with the energy of the black onyx. Keep it with you so that you can tap into that energy. You know, do some meditation with the candle. The color of the candle I want you to use is purple. We're not doing spell work, so it could be any shade of purple. And what I want you to do is I want you to do some soul searching. Look into the flame. And just allow the light to come in and go into a light meditation and then begin to just write whatever is in you. Unleash that. Allow it to come out. Work with the black onyx. Hold it in your hand during meditation, visualization, and begin to work with that energy in that way. And it's going to pull this in. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right. All right. So thanks for calling in, Punk. Hold the line.
Yeah, thanks, Miss Blue.
All right. Peace and love. Make sure you call back and let us know how that goes for you, too. All right, you guys. Crystal Medium, what an amazing share here tonight. You guys got some great jewels. We have about 2 minutes left to go in the forum. I'm going to go back over the season. I'm going to go back over the crystals again and give it to you guys. And again, I would encourage you to, yes, get those crystal books. Those are great. But I want to hear from you guys because I know all of you magic makers out there, you guys work with crystals all the time. I hear it in the sessions. I hear it when we're on Facebook and Twitter. I want you to go over to the Remix Radio page, and I want you to put up something you didn't find out in a book that you discovered when you were working with your crystal that just kind of made you go, wow, when you started tapping into that energy. Share that over there with the Remix Radio page so everyone can see it, so we all can learn from these real-time, real magic experiences. And hear that. I'd love to go over there and read those stories as well. So let's go over the seasons again. Let's go over the crystals again. Don't forget to get self-invested by the end of this month. I'm going to ring the bell just one time for all those who became self-invested right now. That's for all of you. classes are going to be starting up soon at the end of the month. It's a great time before the end of the month to get self-invested. All of the teachers, master teachers around the world are ready to go, and we're ready to kick this thing off. The priestesshood, amazing sisters, we're about to get that going. So as we get ready to close out, I want to say much love, peace and love, much love, warm spirit, and love to the ancestors and everyone out there. Peace and love to all of you guys. Leave a comment. Like it on Facebook. Like it on iTunes. Leave a comment if you love it. I love you guys. Have an amazing week. I'm going to see you in the sessions. I'll see you in the reading. I'll be putting up some of those aura things on Twitter. So check that out, too. Send me an email. I love to stay connected with you guys. And just have an amazing week. Just have an amazing week. And I'm going to head over to Facebook once I leave here. But I'm going to give out the seasons again. We have summer, and we have, oh, we're closing out. Peace and love, much love. Download, download, download. You guys know what to do. Download. So we're in the after hours. Let me give out the seasons again, and also the crystals to go along with the season. And that's summer. And then we have the jasper, the black onyx, the crystallite. Spring, we have the beryl, B-E-R-Y-L. We have the agate, and we have the emerald. For winter, we have turquoise and zircon, and we have the amethyst. For autumn, we have sapphire, ruby, and topaz. So these are going to be the crystals for the different seasons. For spring, summer, winter, and fall, to begin to work with all of these crystals. Explore with them. Begin working with them. They've been here since ancient times, all of these crystals. These crystals are some of the crystals that are lining up with some of the current universal energy that is going on. So some of the other crystals, they're still going to be just as powerful as they always have, but these are going to be crystals right now taking us into these new dimensions, these new frequencies that we're in. These are some excellent crystals to begin to work with. Don't forget to get over to the Remix Radio page so I can read your stories and everybody else can read your stories about what you guys have been doing with your crystals. International shout out to France in the house. We have Belize in the house. We have Jamaica in the house. We have Argentina in the house. Parts of South Africa, Japan, Australia, Germany, Barbados, Trinidad. We also have the UK and Canada. I think I said that already. Saudi Arabia is listening in tonight. We also have places, Belgium listening in the house tonight. And we also have Australia. We also have Amsterdam in the house tonight. And if I forgot, Spain is in the house tonight. So big ups to all of you guys out there listening from all over the world. Don't forget to download, download, download. And if you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it here. Love it on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. I will see you guys this week coming up. All of the sisters in the priestesshood, everybody who's self-invested, all of you who we're going to be doing readings with, and all of you on Facebook and Twitter, that we all stay connected, our very, very powerful soul group, as all of us continue on our path and our journeys. And to do our work. So just love to you guys. Have an amazing week. It was so great connecting with all of you guys here as we get ready to close out tonight. So peace and love to you guys. And see you guys, see you next week. Next week, right here in the Remix, as we do. Much love, Brother Bobby Hemmett, and to his queen, Linda, as always, sending love and thoughts and wishes their way as well. And so I just look forward to speaking with you guys soon. I'm going to head over to Facebook and so that we can check that out. I think I was going to play another song, but I don't see what I want to play. I had a beautiful song for you guys. It just didn't. We'll have to save it. We'll have to save it for another song. So peace and love. Peace and love.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the Remix.